Buffalo Public Schools' graduation rate is 76%. School officials celebrating that number. It's up 12%. Now we're looking inside those numbers with Lane Dowdle of investigativepost.org. Lane, good morning. Should there be an asterisk with these numbers that are out?
So I think something that wasn't mentioned in the press release that the school district originally sent out about these numbers was these exemptions that came into play with the graduation rate. And it was something that was never seen before because we never had Regents exams be canceled really prior to the pandemic. So it was a whole new thing that the state and districts were dealing with.
And it's something that we were talking about maybe a year ago, that you would probably expect to see these numbers changed. It's not just the exemption. 22% of the graduating class last year exempted from passing those usually mandated Regents exams, but also with the grading procedures that happened in the classroom and how those changed once they went fully remote.
Yeah, that was a really interesting situation at Buffalo, where the state implemented this exemption policy and the school district implemented its own grading policy. And they're two separate. The grading policy initially stated that students who were passing at the time the pandemic hit would have a passing grade for the year. None of the assignments that they did or did not do after that, none of the assignments they didn't do after that would affect their grades. Assignments that they did do could improve their grades, and that was for students with passing grades and students who were failing. So students who were failing really had an opportunity to submit extra assignments and get their grades up before the end of the year.
So it's safe to say there was a generous grading policy, especially at the end of the year?
Yeah, I would say the grading policy was generous, and as generous compared to other school districts as well.
And this is likely going to continue. We know that the exemption from Regents exams did not happen, but the exams themselves scaled back. And a lot of these grading policies within the classroom, did they change at all from the end of last year to now this year, which has, for the most part, been remote for most students?
Yeah, so this year, that grading policy from last year is not in place. But what they are doing is giving students more time to submit assignments. So at the end of each marking period, if students haven't turned in assignments, they have until the end of the following marking period to turn in their grades and submit those assignments.
Lane, do you know, is Buffalo unique with this, or are you seeing this in other areas too, other districts?
So Buffalo's unique for this area because it's the largest school district in the area. It's hard to compare Buffalo to any other district in Erie, Chautauqua, and Niagara County. But it was seen at a lot of large city school districts. A lot of large city school districts in New York State, like Syracuse and Rochester, had these high rates of exemptions just because of they have more students taking those Regents in their senior year.
What did you, in your reporting of this story, what did you see as some of the concerns among people who you talked to about these exemptions? You know, it's one thing that you kind of expect the school district to say because they've put so much focus on it in the past, you know, that, hey, look at us. Our graduation rates are up. Everything's working. But if you're graduating without that normal level of skill, you're kind of graduating at a lower bar than what normally is. What are some of the concerns that people have?
Yeah, so I spoke with Sam Radford, who grew up in Buffalo. He attended Buffalo Public Schools, and he's been very involved with the district since as a parent and through his employment. And I also spoke with Thea Bryant, who is the interim executive director from the Education Trust. And some of the concerns I heard just generally was students graduating and not being prepared for the future they want. And that was really the main concern, is students not being prepared for their futures.
I mean, in a way, it's like moving the goalposts this year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, these requirements have been in place for a while in New York, and this is really the first time, and now this year again, where students won't be required to pass those exams to graduate.
At other Western New York school districts, going outside of the city into suburban and then more rural school districts, you mentioned that Buffalo is unique because of the sheer numbers. But is this being used in other school districts as well? And if it is being used, is it maybe being used more selectively than it is in the city where we see such a high number of exemptions?
Yeah, so a lot of the school districts in Erie, Chautauqua, and Niagara County, they are smaller. They also are in a different needs category. So they don't have as many students who are low income, as many students who are minority students. And that was really where the exemptions were seen at large city districts, was in those populations. When you move to the suburban and urban districts and large districts, those trends are the same. We saw similar trends at Niagara Falls, Newfane and Chautauqua Central Schools also had around 20% of students use these exemptions as well. So there were similar numbers, but just because of the size, you can't really compare those districts.
And while we've been dealing with this, for just over a year, it seems like we will see the fallout from this for some time to come, right? Because as students are graduating, whether they're prepared to graduate or not, and going off to college, we don't even know how they're going to perform in college if they don't have the skills, right?
Yeah, it's a really interesting position because these students who graduated last year with these exemptions are now out in the real world. And we don't know really how they're faring in the real world since then. And the same thing will kind of happen with this graduating class. It'll just have to wait and see what that fallout is.
Yeah. Lane, thanks so much for the time. And you can see Lane's reporting, not just on the city of Buffalo, but other school districts in Western New York as well, when it comes to these exemptions and the lower bar for graduation in the past year, at investigativepost.org.